Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless your holy and bless your righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning, Father God, so happy and so grateful that you've given us another day, Father, to express your love and your glory, Father God, and your mercies on all the earth. Father God, so grateful that you have kept us from all danger seen and all danger unseen, Father. In the name of Jesus, how you have brought us through the night, Father God, untouched, unharmed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now we rise and shine in this brand new day that we have never known, Father God. And we thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up, Father God, to come up against us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we decree and we declare this morning, Father God, hallelujah, that Satan's agenda will not prosper. It will not take root, and it most definitely will not come to pass, Father God. Lord, we love you, hallelujah, and we're learning to love you more. Father God, we're learning to love you better. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to honor you today, Father, for you honoring us, and we bless your holy and righteous name. Now, Father, we embrace the gifts of this day. We do not lean to our own understanding. Father God, we thank you for showing us the way that we should go, showing us your provisions for this day. Father God, we thank you for new mercies that embrace us, Father God. Hallelujah. We confess every sin of omission and commission. And now, Father God, we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day in the way you want it to go. Father God, we declare, Father God, that it's the will of God for the glory of God. And we say thank you, Father God. Thank you for not leading us into temptation. Hallelujah. But delivering us from all evil. For truly thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, ever, evermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. We want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you too. Amen. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added, already added, amen, unto us. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. We especially want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome to our fellowship services. Amen. You have indeed, amen, come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Because Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. This is his call. We are his people, and we come to declare his word. Amen. So please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you just keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Glory be to God. Lifting up the name of Jesus. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdom leadership. Amen. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Amen. And please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Well, we pray everybody had a good weekend. Amen. That whatever you did, amen, you had Jesus on your mind. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He brought us through it, beloved. Amen. Into a new day. We want to thank God for our services on yesterday. Woo! Hallelujah. If you was not in our services on yesterday, you might want to go back and listen to the replay. Amen. The Lord gave us a message on yesterday. Hallelujah. Encouraging us. Amen. Commanding us to listen. To listen, listen, listen. Amen. Because a hard head makes a dead behind. Oh, my God. First, he gave me the message. Amen. Right? He changed the subject right as I was about to preach. Amen. First, we had a hard head make a soft behind. But as I was sitting there waiting for the song to stop, and then the Holy Spirit, we had already given the scripture coming out of 1 Kings chapter number 13. And then the Holy Spirit said, a hard head makes a dead butt. Woo, I couldn't believe it. Amen. And he tied it up with the scriptures. Amen. Glory be to God. When we don't listen to God, it'll cost you your life. It can cost you your life when you are in disobedience with God. And he gave us a scripture in 1 Kings chapter 13. Read it for yourself. Amen. A hard head to make a dead butt. Amen. So that was our message on yesterday. Amen. And we're here this morning looking forward to this week. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's going to be better than last week. It's going to be better. We don't care what CNN say, ABC, CBS. We don't care what's happening in the White House. We don't care what's happening in the whorehouse, the drug house, the pimp house, the jail house. Okay? I'm talking about what's happening in God's house. Amen. And we are the temple of the living God. Amen. And God dwelleth in us. And we say this week going to be better than last week. Why? Because we just one day closer to the coming of the Lord. We just one day closer. Oh, what a glad morning. Oh, what a glad morning that's going to be. Get ready, church. Get ready, church. Oh, that's the celebration. Oh, we celebrate down here. We thank God for the celebrations. We celebrate deaths. We celebrate deaths. We celebrate births. We celebrate. We don't really even need a reason to celebrate, especially with COVID. People looking to get some activity and some action going on. Because they bored. They act like they're bored sitting around. Don't need much. But I'm going to tell you something right now. All that is fine in its proper order. But there is a party coming. Oh, my God, Jesus. When I see Jesus. Hey, when I see Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. When we see Jesus. Amen. All right? All right. So we want to... begin this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hell, we want to look at a couple of scriptures this morning. Amen. We want to come with a subject. I don't normally get a subject first, but the Holy Spirit said, keep some love for yourself. Now, before you get too wild but crazy on that subject now, let's hear what the Lord got to say. But he said, keep some love for yourself. Amen. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. Keep some love for yourself. Beloved, amen, glory be to God. Are you the type of person just constantly serving others without giving yourself needed times of rest and needed times of refreshing? Or do you remember, beloved, that you have spiritual needs too? And we find a lot of that in the body of Christ, beloved, amen, where we're constantly serving other people, constantly serving, constantly doing, constantly sacrificing, constantly, constantly, constantly. Are you that type of person? Matter of fact, beloved, in the book of Matthew, chapter number 22, let me just read a couple of verses here. Matthew chapter 22, verse 34, it says, but when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Whoo, glory be to God. Beloved, actually, amen, we'll do a teaching as the Lord releases us. Amen. But those two commandments there, beloved, amen, where the Lord tells us to love God first, put God first, love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and then love our neighbor as ourselves. The Ten Commandments in the Old Testament is wrapped up into those two commandments in the New Testament. You can, when we dissect those two commandments, beloved, you can find all the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. But the point that I want to show you here today is the Lord says, love your neighbor. Now, God got to go first, all right? Have no other gods before me, because God is jealous. And God don't play that. God don't play second fiddle, baby. We don't know what some of these men and women come up with that. You know what I mean? If I can't be number one, I'll be number two. The Lord said, you got that. Glory be to God. You got that. All right. The Lord said, I'm one. I'm the number one. Have no other gods before me. It's okay to have gods with a small g. Our children are gods. We are gods. Amen. But it's a small g. Now, as long as you don't try to make the small g a big g, you in good shape. All right. But God is the big g, and he's first. All right. And so we know the scripture coming out of Matthew 6:33. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Okay, so that's already established. What's first? God's first. Okay, now, after God is first, beloved, then he says, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, check this out. If you don't love yourself, you can't love your neighbor. Check this out. If you don't love yourself, you are in sin. Ooh. Beloved, do you love yourself? You are in sin if you do not love yourself in the proper perspective. And so this is why, beloved, we look at another scripture this morning coming out of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. 1 Timothy 4:16. Part A, Timothy says, take heed unto thyself. Take heed unto thyself. Beloved, when Paul wrote 1 Timothy, okay, because this is Paul's writing, Timothy was a young pastor. He was working ferociously to see his ministry succeed. Timothy was serving as the pastor of the giant church of Ephesus, the world's largest church at that time. Okay? It was compared to, you know, the Joel Osteens and the T.D. Jakes and all that before COVID. I'm going to leave that right there. Okay, now in the process, beloved, he was learning to deal with all the problems that go along with serving as the senior pastor of such a large church. Because you best believe the more people you have, the more problems you're going to have. Timothy was discovering that taking care of a large church was an all-consuming task. He was giving every ounce of himself to serve the needs of that church and to make sure it was well taken care of. Every ounce of himself. Y'all know what it's like to give every ounce of yourself. Every ounce of yourself into helping somebody, helping other people, helping your children. Help. In fact, Timothy was so busy taking care of everything and everyone else that he was forgetting to take care of himself. Beloved, I love Denzel Washington. Anything Denzel Washington play in, I want to see it. I want to see it. I don't care if it's Training Day. I don't care. Look, Denzel Washington in it, let me see it. Denzel Washington's movie, Fences, him and Viola Davis. And when Viola Davis, amen, found out So he had went out there and conceived a baby by a harlot, a whore, because that's what she was. Why you say that, Pastor? Because he wasn't married to her. Well, I'm having sex with somebody and I ain't married with him. Well, that makes you a whore too. All right. And so when she found out, her heart was broken. And she cried and gave him a piece of her mind and poured herself out. But something she said in that movie that I never forgot. I've been married to you all these years. Catered to you. Served you. Gave you everything I had. She said, but I forgot to keep a piece of me for myself. Woo! My God, that thing was strong. And the reason it was so strong, because it was so real. She said, I gave my husband everything I had in me, but I forgot to keep a piece of me for myself. And beloved, we do the same thing in ministry. We do the same thing in the body of Christ. You know what I mean? Pouring out. Glory be to God. Spending all our money, spending all our energy, spending all our time. Beloved, glory be to God. You got to keep some love for yourself. Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. And he says here, glory be to God, in 1 Timothy, he says, take heed to yourself. Beloved, have you ever been guilty of running around and taking care of everyone else except you? Have you ever gotten so busy helping others that you forfeited your own vital time with God? Be honest. Didn't get your prayer time in, didn't get your study time in, didn't get nothing in. Why? Because you busy. Have you ever done this so regularly, beloved, that you begin to feel drained? And you knew it was because you were not taking care of your own spiritual needs? Look. I got the t-shirt for it. Been there, done that. Ripping. I remember at one time in my mother's ministry, I was a transportation driver going from Mount Airy to South Philly, amen, 2-3 times a week, picking up people, bringing them home, got you out there waiting 20 minutes to come out the house, glory, because they wasn't ready. All right, that's another conversation of inconsideration. All right, cleaning the church. All right, not only cleaning the church, I was the evangelist, I was the Sunday school teacher, I was on the choir, amen, I was assisting in the administration. But I got burned out. I'm going to tell you right now, I got burned out. O-U-T. Glory be to God. Which eventually, amen, when I got lukewarm, look, just tell the truth and shame the devil. When I backslid it for that period of time that I shared with you guys, yeah, that was the prerequisite. It led right up in there, glory be to God. Next thing you know, glory be to God. Pastor, how did Pastor Bradford get here? Because she was burned out, giving everybody a piece. Not keeping nothing for myself. How many of y'all guilty of that? Tell the truth. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's why Paul told Timothy. He said, take heed to yourself, boy. Take heed to yourself. Now, this phrase, take heed, it comes from the Greek word, beloved, which is a compound word of ep and echo. Echo, okay? The word ep means on, O-N, and the word echo means to have or to hold. So when you put these two words together, beloved, it means to grab hold of something very tightly. In other words, it describes an extremely firm grip. Beloved, let me tell you this. It is so easy to get distracted by other things that scream for your attention. However, if your relationship with God suffers because you are trying to help
of someone else and everyone else, it will just be a matter of time until you run dry. Take it from me, and let me testify. It's just a matter of time. Before you run dry, it's just a matter of time before you lose your energy. It's just a matter of time before you lose your passion and have nothing more to offer. And this is exactly what was happening to Timothy. If he was to continue serving as an effective minister to other people, he had to set aside some private time to develop his own relationship with God. Beloved, you have to set aside personal time. You got to do, look, you got to do for yourself before you can do for somebody else. You cannot give what you don't have. If you have to love your neighbor as you love yourself, you got to make sure you're loving up on you first. That appointment has to wait. Why? Because I got, look, God, okay, God is first and then me. Because if I got something, then I can give you something. But I can't give you nothing if I ain't got nothing. And we just running on dry bones. So when we look at this word in the Greek, beloved, and we break this scripture down again, this is what Paul is telling Timothy. He said, Timothy, get a hold of yourself. Make your own spiritual life a priority. Don't get so busy that you forget that you have spiritual needs too. Oh, my neighbor got some needs. Okay, hallelujah. My coworker got needs. My children got needs. Okay, all right, we hear you. But back it up, back it all the way up. You got some needs too. Matter of fact, let's back it up one step further. Okay, because the Lord have need of you. So God got needs. See, then after the Lord's needs have been met, now, beloved, you got needs. See? So, beloved, we must take heed to what we believe. We must take heed to what we are teaching. Glory be to God. And we must make heed to make sure that our spiritual life is a priority. That you ain't got nothing to give your neighbor if you depleted, if you running on empty, you running on empty, too tired to pray, because I got to do this for this person and do that for that person and do that for that person. But let me say this: it's good to serve the Lord and be willing to work. And you should be faithful at whatever he has called you to do. But you should never get so busy that you forget your own spiritual needs, beloved. And thus end up running dry on spiritual power. Where the power? Where the power? Ain't got none. Gave it all out. Gave it all out to my neighbor, gave it all out to my children, my grandchildren. They just gave it all out because, you know, they had a need. Huh? Physician, heal yourself. Beloved, take Paul's words to heart. Never forget to take heed unto thyself. Be just like Viola Davis in that movie. Keep a peace for yourself, baby. I can't give you all I got. Now, wait. The only person that can get all I got is God. Now, that's it now. I can't give you all I got. I can't do that. If I give you all I got, that means they ain't leaving nothing for me. When the Bible tells me I got to love me before I can love you. I can't give you all I got. And some people suck you dry if you let them. They just suck you dry. Oh, they're spiritual leeches. Don't, could you pray for me today? Yeah, I pray, but can you ain't praying no more? Can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? Yeah, I ain't got no problem helping you, but what, you ain't putting nothing, you ain't bringing nothing to the table. I'm going to call so-and-so and let them pray for me today. Yeah, that's good, but who you praying for? They'll suck you dry. Can you run here for me and run there for me? And they run you all the way, just run you right. Won't even offer you $5 on your gas. Suck you dry. Spiritual leeches. Beloved, let me tell you something. We need to, look, we got to do good unto all men. But wait, but you, look, this is why we need to pray and honor the Lord first. Let me tell you, sometimes the Lord will tell you, hey, wait a minute, hold up. Let them do this. Hey, hold up a minute. Hold up a minute. Just hold up. Because I'm telling you, saints, you do all that running and not seeking God, amen, glory be to God, and think that God is pleased in all your running. God ain't pleased in all your running. The children of Israel walked around in the wilderness for 40 years. They was moving too, going nowhere. God wasn't pleased with that. You better talk to the Lord. God, I want to do good to somebody today. Lord, show me who, show me where. You can't help everybody. Jesus walked in a room full of people. Everybody is around the pool of Bethesda. It's been here for years, waiting for the moving of the water. Hundreds of people, maybe thousands of people sitting around. Jesus walked into the room, went to one person, went to a blind man and said, yo, you want to be healed? And he said, yeah. And then, you know, y'all know that. Yeah, Lord, and made all these excuses. The Lord said, I didn't ask you all that. I said, do you want to be healed? He said, yeah. He got healed, and Jesus healed the man, and Jesus left. Well, what about the other hundreds and thousands that were sitting there? It wasn't their day. But like, you got to tell some people, this ain't your day. This is my day. And I thank God for this word. Let me tell you something. Because the Lord, I thank God because the Holy Spirit showed me that I need a vacation. After 10 years of ministry, I've never had a vacation. Even after my brain surgery, y'all know I came right back. Amen. I was right back on this call. I didn't give my brain time to heal. And the Holy Spirit showed me that. It was a little schedule mixed up with my, I didn't get the grandchildren this weekend as I was supposed to. You know what the Lord told me? I turned my cell phone off. I said, I'm too accessible. I turned the cell phone off. I called my children and said, if y'all need to get me, this is what you do, because I ain't talking to nobody today, and I went down on a Sabbath. You got to keep some love for yourself. You can't keep giving out, because the more you give out, the more people want. The more accessible you are, the more accessible they demand that you be. Baby, we got to get things in order now. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. I love them. No, you don't love them because you don't love you. So, beloved, keep serving the Lord. Stay in a heart willing to work for him. Continue to be faithful wherever the Lord has called you to do. But please never get too busy that you forget your own spiritual needs. You do not want to end up running dry on spiritual power. And you find that, you know what, I was doing a little research, and I'm closing, amen, and I was evaluating some great men and women of God, great men and women of God. I mean, they had the power, they had the anointing, they had the knowledge, they had the love, and then I did my own little research, and I said, God, why did they die so young? When you tell me a man or woman, a guy dying in their 50s or 60s, that, to me, that's young. Because God promised us 70 years by reason of strength, 80, and you can even take it beyond that. And I said, God, why did they die so young? Spiritual burnout. Spiritual burnout. You got some pastors out there, they running around, amen, trying to see everybody in the hospital, trying to see everybody, amen, where, you know, somebody died, trying to see this person, that person. Excuse me. Show me where Jesus did that. Show me where Jesus went to visit everybody in the hospital. Show me when Jesus was at everybody's house with every time somebody died. Show me when Jesus did that, saints. Jesus sent his word. He sent his disciples. He sent the elders. I don't see no place where Jesus was trying to be everywhere at the same time. Amen. Why? Because people, the man, we starting with pastors right now, but this includes everybody. Pastor ain't come, the pastor can't be but one place at one time. And some pastors, God bless their soul, and they just burn themselves out. Just burn themselves out, going to court with all of their rowdy church members and doing this and doing that and doing that and doing that. And they can't get $20, can't even get a $20 offering. Pastor wondering how the pastor gonna pay his bills, running the pastor dry, don't even sow back into the pastor's life. My children in trouble, my children in prison, pastor here, pastor there, pastor there, and here comes an anniversary time to show some love for the pastor, and you're begging to put $100 in the pan. And y'all know it's true. And what I did in my research, and I'm still researching, I see so many people that work on this level, amen, which is not kingdom, by the way, and they die young because they didn't keep no love for themselves. Saints, don't do it. Don't do it. Love God first, love yourself second. And love God's people third. And that's the proper order. Who's your neighbor? Everybody's your neighbor. The world is your neighbor. Your neighbor is just not the person who lives next door to you. The people that live in your house is your neighbor. The people that live on the other side of the country is your neighbor. You have a responsibility to love them and to serve them, but not at the sacrifice of neglecting yourself. Put your time in. Give yourself some me time. So you'll have something to give to somebody else. How you going to pray for somebody and you burned out? How you going to do for somebody and you crawling to get some energy? One thing about Jesus will always give some me time. You look for Jesus. Jesus say, all right, boys, I'll be back. Jesus was on the other side of the desert. Look, we don't know everything Jesus was doing, but the Bible tells us that he was going to prayer, all right? But you best believe Jesus put his sleep in, too. Jesus sleeping. Jesus was on the backside of the boat sleeping in the midst of the storm. Jesus was chilling. Because he knew that he had to be stored up and revived so he can be a blessing to you. But love, get some me time in. If you're going to serve God and do his will for years to come, now we're talking about to you, for those of you who's looking to serve God for years to come, it is essential that you make your own spiritual life your first priority. After all, beloved, you can give only what you have inside of you. If you run dry because you never spend time with the Lord, it won't be long until you have nothing left to give anyone. I even tell those who serve in this ministry, I say, look, if you're going to serve at the prayer altar, pray before you pray. Every now and then, you can tell when somebody not praying because they come to the prayer line, so they're going to pray for people, and they catching up. You can tell by the way they praying, they catching up for the last few days, the last few weeks they haven't prayed. That ain't no time to catch up on your personal prayer life. You got to pray before you pray. Glory be to the living God. You trying to give up out of something that ain't there. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. So, beloved, if you wish to continue being effective for God's kingdom, it is mandatory that you do not forget about your own spiritual need to grow and your own spiritual need to be refreshed by the word. As Paul's words could be understood, don't get so busy that you forget that you have spiritual needs too. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, Lord, we want to say thank you for helping us to remember not to neglect our own spiritual life. Father, our time with you is vital if we are to remain spiritually fresh and empowered to serve others. When life gets so busy that we think that there is no time to spend with you, help us to refocus. And help us to reschedule our lives so that our relationship with you remains our greatest priority. And after we've been refreshed by your word and your presence, help us then, Father, to minister the fullness of the Spirit and your love to those around us. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, there it is. Yeah, we done started. You know this is going to be a good week. Look how the Lord done started us off. Amen. Oh, look how the Lord done started us off. Amen. Keep some love for yourself, beloved. All right, hallelujah. That's the word of God, and his word will not return into him void. In form of announcements today, all right, we want to keep our minister Estelle Martin lifted up in prayer. Her mother has transitioned. Amen. Her mother has transitioned on to glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be praise, glory, and honor. We want to keep the family lifted up. Amen. In Jesus' name. I've already reached out to someone to see if they'll do the 12 o'clock call for us. Haven't heard back from them yet, but I'm sure somebody will step in. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And we'll be also here tonight at the prayer altar. Amen, at 12 o'clock noon, amen, and back at 9 p.m., Lord's willing. All right, amen. So we bless the Lord, our announcements for this week. Got some things going on this weekend for a conference. I forgot we signed up for it, so I'm not quite sure how spiritual warfare training is going to go on Saturday. Amen. But all this week, we'll be praying 5 days a week. Amen, at the altar prayer at 12. Amen. And at Wednesday night Bible study, amen, glory be to God, and other announcements, amen, to be made as the week continues. Amen, amen, and amen. Let us pray one for another, saints. Amen. Minister Denise, her mother is doing well. Amen. Her mother is doing well, so we thank God for that praise report. Amen. Coming from Minister Denise. Our elder Valerie Carte is doing well out of the hospital. We thank God for that praise report. Amen. Glory be to God. And so now we want to, amen, continue to pray one for another. All right, that's it for today. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit has spoken. We say amen. If you can't say amen, say out. If you can't say it, amen, say out, beloved. Especially us, you know, God's people. We're just so loving and so giving, and it's good to be loving, and it's good to be giving, and we want to continue with that. We just want to just shift some things around, and instead of putting ourselves at the bottom, put ourselves at the top, right beneath God, Amen. But right on top of everything else. Amen. Because you got to love yourself before you can love somebody else. Amen. In Jesus' name. Okay. Hallelujah. Everybody have a beautiful, 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 beautiful day. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Whatever you do. Amen. Keep Jesus on your mind. Think. It looks like I'm leaving. I think I'm leaving something out. Amen. And I probably am. I know we have a birthday on Thursday. Our sister Gwendolyn, one of these days this week, I have to look at my calendar. When we open up the calls on Wednesday, we want to take all of our birthdays for the month of May and June and make sure that you're on the calendar. So be prepared to give us your birthdays, your anniversaries, your good things like that. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so when we open up the call on Wednesday, Lord's willing. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth, and we will not return into your void. Father God, we say thank you for helping us to see, Father God, that when we are not taking time out for ourselves, we are in sin. We never looked at that, Father God. We never saw it that way. We just want to be a service to other people, and we know that's a good thing, but it's not in the proper order. We can only be a blessing to others, Father God, as we allow you to be a blessing to us, to fill us up, to restore us, to refresh us so that we have something to give to somebody. We can't keep giving on empty. Because it's just a matter of time, Father God, and we're going to burn out and backslide, and some of us are burned out and backslidden already. We're just going through the motions, but we really backslid a long time ago. And that's because we have not spent time in your presence to be refreshed. So, Father God, forgive us, and thank you for forgiving us. Now we ask, Father God, that you would help us to do whatever is necessary to make an appointment with you every day, to put everything on hold, that this is our personal time with you. As we come for refreshing, we come for renewal, we come for revelation, joy in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. Father, help us not to be in the wrong place, the right place at the wrong time today. Father, thank you for canceling every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. In the name, thank you for canceling premature death. Thank you, Father God. No bad news shall come nigh our dwelling. Father God, bless us at the altar of prayer. Bless the prayer warriors as they come, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, at 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Bring some new people to the altar, Father God, some new people. Help us to work with them, Father. Help us to work with them. Sometimes, Father God, we're just so anxious to get off the call, to put our time in. Help us to come with the right attitude and work with some people, Father. And we say thank you. Thank you, thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. So in Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, amen, we do pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. A darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. We're streaming media on all media TVs. Amen. At 7 o'clock this morning and back at 8 p.m. Hulu, Google TV, Amazon TV, glory be to God. Go and look up ICN Impact Network and you'll find us there. Amen. At 7 o'clock this morning and back at 8 o'clock tonight. All right. Amen. God bless you. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Amen. Meet you at the altar prayer, Lord's willing.